Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. A new report says that skills in analytics and big data will gain importance. Getty Images has filed antitrust charges against Google, and Facebook exceeds its growth estimates for the first quarter of 2016. According to a report undertaken across Europe and the US, in 3 years' time, skills in analytics and big data will be the most crucial digital skills. Of the 422 top executives across various industries questioned, 42% of them believed that security and web development were currently the top skills. But the study by Economist Intelligence Unit showed that in 3 years' time, analytics would be highly valued, with strategy and product development becoming more important than they currently are as well. Interestingly, a separate study by Black Inc. showed that nearly half of marketers in the US said they struggled to access analytics or insight to make smarter business choices, showing they could already be falling back from their European counterparts. Following in the steps of the EU last week, Getty Images is now also filing antitrust charges against Google. The photo agency has alleged that Google Images have been distorting search results in favor of its own services. Getty has said that Google is siphoning traffic away from competitors' sites in order to claim other creations as its own. It's also argued that because an image consumption is immediate, once an image has been viewed, the user has very little need to view it on the original site, and that this promoted piracy or copyright infringement. Google has not commented regarding these new charges, which have come only a few days after the EU charged it similarly for using its Android operating system to protect and expand its dominant position on the internet. Facebook has announced more high levels of user growth, surpassing its 2016 estimates for the first quarter, reaching 1.65 billion monthly users while bringing in $5.38 billion in revenue. The social network has added another 400 million users in the last 2 years and 60 million in the last quarter. Compared to Twitter, which only managed to attract 5 million new users this quarter, this is attributed to Facebook's 3.7% growth. Meanwhile, Mark Zuckerberg's social network has also added a new class of stock, which allows the public to buy into the company without acquiring voting rights, which could weaken Zuckerberg's control of the company. Amazon's French site has opened a Euro 2016 dedicated shop in anticipation of the football tournament, which will take place in the country in around 6 weeks. The shop contains official merchandise and most of Amazon's football department. The shop itself will be split between several categories containing different types of football-related products. Those categories will be called I Support My Team, I Celebrate With Friends, I Watch Matches At Home, I Play Like The Pros, and After The Matches. As the country approaches the tournament later this year and people get involved with the football spirit, Amazon released a list of its top cities based on sales in its football shop, a list which is headed by Paris. And finally, Nintendo has taken its first steps into the world of social media. Miitomo is a social media platform created by the Japanese company that mixes the idea of a game and a social messaging app. Starting by creating an in-app version of yourself, creating a Mii, users can then edit their Mii before adding friends from Twitter or Facebook. They can then play mini-games with friends to unlock things like new items of clothing or take in-game selfies with friends' Miis. Other activities involve asking the user's own Mii a question to which it will respond, or asking friends a question to which only you will see the answer. Currently available in Singapore on the iOS operating system, it will soon be followed by an Android version. And that's it from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.